are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure many of you woke up today hearing this new term called affluenza. And you're like, is that a new type of flu? No, I guess it's a condition that is now being circulated in the media, as it is being ascribed to a teenager, Ethan Couch, who lives in Texas, who apparently had a drunk driving event that caused the death of four people. His defense said he suffered from affluenza, I guess being brought up by affluent parents who didn't put any limits on him. Is that a reasonable defense? What the hell is affluenza? Is it actually a diagnosis, like a psychiatric diagnosis? We'll talk about that. The news is going to be going back and forth, and the studies are going to start conflicting in terms of e-cigs, because the latest study now, even though a week ago they said e-cigs are safe, now this next study says e-cigarette smokers inhale more nicotine and toxins than regular smokers. So for those of you going, look, e-cigs are safe. They said a week ago e-cigs are safe. Now we got this one. So I'll tell you how to handle the next few days or few weeks as more and more news comes back and forth on this one. And then James Bond, right? He's been in the media, not because he's so sexy as Daniel Craig, but they said technically James Bond's drinking style will probably kill him of liver disease quicker than any of the bad guys could kill him. So James Bond, they think, is going to be dead by age 56. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was an interesting headline. Women's feet start to throb if they're wearing high heels 2 hours and 47 minutes into the night out. And a lot of times, by about 11:45 is the most common time women will kick off their heels. Now, me, I'm usually in bed. I mean, if I go out, I get to a party at about 6 p.m. and then I leave at 8:15. Okay, I'm kind of a wuss in that respect. But 2 hours and 47 minutes, I'm going to time it next time. They say women's feet start to hurt. Remember, 2 hours and 47 minutes into their night out. Many people actually have extra shoes to take with them. Whenever I go to New York, I do the same thing. If I'm walking from building to building, I'll be in tennis shoes, and then I'll have a bag, and then I'll quickly throw my tennis shoes in that bag. I also have an extra plastic bag because I know my tennis shoes will stink, and I can't have stinky shoes in my purse. So I get like an extra, like, you know, grocery bag, and then I stick the shoes in the grocery bag, then I put on my fancy heels so I look all sexy, and then I act like I was just walking around New York in the heels when I really wasn't. I was in my tennis shoes. Yeah. So I've done that. Anyway, it's called fatigue feet. Now, what really is happening? Is it really called fatigue feet? Well, some people say I have falling arches. Basically, it's kind of like a muscle strain. All right? I mean, your feet don't like the position they're in. They don't like the weight. Your Spanx is probably cutting off circulation, so they're not getting the best circulation. And so it's, by the way, I mean, you know, can I just say something about Spanx? It's ridiculous. All right. You know, Spanx is probably, and I don't want to use the company Spanx, but Spanx type of wear, right, is probably one of the biggest causes of abdominal hives that I see in my practice. And I don't know if you men realize this, but your lady will come home, take off whatever she used to kind of suck in, and she will get hives a lot of times because of that. There's certain conditions where certain pressure points on the body called hives, or sometimes just excessive compression will do that. And keep in mind, when you wear usually a girdle type, it kind of goes all the way up to the breast and then all the way down to the pelvic bone. So I am seeing an epidemic of women with practically a third of their body, almost 100% of their torso, completely covered in hives because of these. So, you know, if I could ask any of you who are of the inventing type of field or specialty, can you please come up with something that doesn't cause hives when you take it off? Because keep in mind, after a night out, okay, your husband gets a little frisky because he had to kind of stand around and act like he enjoyed the evening that you wanted to go to. You know, you made him go to the party, etc. And so now you're just sitting there scratching and you're all bloated and you're all uncomfortable when you take off the Spanx, and now you're not in the mood for sex. And it really puts a damper on things. So please come up with some sort of girdle or something where you don't get, I mean, look, they're coming out with these gold leggings we talked about a couple days ago, where there's actually gold. I'm sure you guys could come up with some anti-hive. Maybe you have like a antihistamine release or like some Benadryl in there that just naturally, kind of like a Caladryl, like a calamine lotion. Maybe something like that. I don't know. Just figure it out. It's got to be easy. All right. Anyway, so when you start to get these painful feet, it's usually the muscle. It's usually the muscle soreness, okay? You shouldn't really be getting ligamentous injury unless, of course, you're on in really crappy heels. I always recommend a little bit of the gel pads. I love those boots that they have out now where it's really not a heel, but it looks like your foot is completely supported, but it still looks sexy like a boot. You know, a lot of guys that really don't check out the heel, ladies, they don't care. They look at the height of the boot. So if your boot is really high, it doesn't really matter that it looks like it's a flat. So if you could do a flat boot, I would say go for it. But I'm tired of seeing women with major bunion issues and calcaneal spurs and plantar fasciitis because they try to look at it. I do the same thing. I have, I don't know, hundreds of pairs of shoes that I could only wear for 2 hours. It's ridiculous. Now, men have bad feet too. Men come in all the time saying my feet hurt. And I go, well, what the hell shoes are you wearing? And they don't wear heels. It's just a lot of their work shoes they think are supportive, but they aren't. Please, if I could just emphasize now, do not ignore the feet. All right? I think we really underestimate how important our feet are. For those of you guys with hip pain and back pain and, you know, subluxated hips and arthritis and bursitis, just take a look at the tootsies. All right, guys, don't go away. Is James Bond a dead man in the next couple years? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all and tuning in so diligently. All right, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say James Bond is at risk of early death from alcohol. Do you guys believe that? All right, now, you know, we all know James Bond, right? Daniel Craig. Oh, my gosh, who's my favorite? I cannot believe Sean Connery. He was, to me, the best James Bond ever. Pierce Brosnan did okay. Roger Moore wasn't my favorite. Who else? I know there was somebody. I know there was that one who was only James Bond for, like, I think one episode. And then wasn't there Timothy... I'm trying to think of, there was the other, I mean, they were all brunette, okay? One looks like the guy that was in White House Down. Anyway, okay, so, but I think Daniel Craig is one of the sexiest, I have to admit. Daniel Craig is very, very sexy. Right, well, apparently they say he drinks too much. And British researchers predict that he could die from alcohol-related causes such as liver damage way before a bad guy will kill him or one of the Bond girls. Now, I told you, one of the doctors they used to work with said, do you notice that anybody that becomes a Bond girl, usually their movie career is over? And, you know, there's some sort of a curse of the Bond girls, like Denise Richards Halle Berry. I thought Halle Berry still had a pretty fruitful career, but most Bond girls don't really seem to, you know, make it past the whole James Bond thing. I kind of find that interesting. Huh. I don't know. I mean, yes, I did turn down being a Bond girl. I was asked multiple times, and that's why I turned it down. I said, you know, look, guys, I know I'm sexy. No, they never asked me. Scientists wanted to examine, because they were obviously bored and had nothing better to study, just how much alcohol the famous secret agent consumes. So the study was published and led by Graham Johnson of the Emergency Department of Royal Derby Hospital in the Medical Journal's Christmas edition. All right, now, they said that Bond's weekly alcohol consumption, James Bond, when he asked for a martini shaken, not stirred, totals 92 units a week, which, by the way, can I just say, in one of the early Daniel Craig James Bond movies, remember a bartender asked him, would you want it shaken or whatever? And he's like, I don't bloody give a damn. That was brilliant, all right? You know, because that was before he was supposed to be like the James Bond. That was great, by the way. Okay, anyway, they said that if his alcohol consumption equaled 92 units a week, that is four times more what doctors recommend. Now, I guess the 92 units equates to, if a unit of alcohol they define as 10 milliliters or 10 cc's or 8 grams. Now, this is according to British standards, 8 grams of pure ethanol, they say, units. So if he has 92 quote-unquote units, then wow. Okay, he could be really frying his liver. And, of course, we've talked about the study that where people underestimate their alcohol consumption. Whenever you ask them how much they drink, if they say, oh, I only drink once or twice a week, usually you need to triple that number, all right, because they underestimate it. So they say James Bond is probably going to die of liver disease. Now, 2.5 million deaths worldwide are attributable to alcohol use, whether it's driving, whether it's liver disease, whether it's diabetes, alcohol-induced diabetes, alcohol-induced hepatitis, hypertension, stroke, heart attack. You know how we talked about Christmas time is a very high time for heart attacks because of the drinking, the partying, the cold, pretty scary stuff. And so, you know, let's just quickly kind of review how much is too much, okay? Now, a standard drink, according to the CDC, and of course the government loves to get involved in this one, a standard drink is about 14 grams of pure alcohol. So 12 ounces of beer has, I guess, 0.6 ounces or 14 grams of alcohol. An 8-ounce malt liquor, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of a shot. Now, this is where a lot of you guys are screwed. Because when, you know, like when I bartended, right, you know, you'd have a shot glass to pour. You'd have, you know, that little, you know, when you would basically pour up the shot glass, right, and pour it. But you always overdid. And then you bring up the bottle to show them that they were getting more. So you would actually be putting close to 2 shots in a drink if the boss wasn't looking. And so if you think you're only getting the 1.5 ounces or a quote-unquote shot, you're probably getting more. All right, so what is quote-unquote moderate drinking? Well, according to the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, moderate alcohol consumption is defined as having up to one drink a day for women, up to 2 drinks a day for men. And we talked about this, ladies. If while you're cooking dinner or your husband's cooking dinner, right, you're talking to him and you're having a glass of wine, and we're talking the little baby glasses. We're talking glasses Jesus time size, not these big, huge goblets that we have now. If you're drinking out of a big-ass goblet, I mean, that sucker then is probably, you know, 2 or 3 glasses of wine. So we're talking one drink makes you a moderate drinker, one drink a day. All right, let's say you're like, yeah, let's go out to work and let's have margarita. You know, let's get a pitcher of margarita. Yeah, you know what? I need a refill. All right, that could be a lot of alcohol. Why? Margarita has tequila. Okay, I know. I don't go out to happy hour. And nobody invites me out to happy hour. What I like about happy hour is you get the food cheap. I love getting half-price entrees. I think that just rocks. I've done that with my kids where we race to one of the places for happy hour, not to drink, but so we get the half-price food, because I'm tired of going into a restaurant and paying $9 for a burger. If I could get a burger for $5, that's great. I know I could get one for 99 cents at McDonald's, but, you know, that's going to end when minimum wage goes up. So, you know, you got to start finding your junk food and fast food in other places. Anyway, okay, they say the dietary guidelines also state that it is not recommended that anyone begin drinking or drink more frequently on the basis of potential health benefits because moderate alcohol intake is related to breast cancer, violence, drowning, injuries, falls, and motor vehicle accidents. People ask, is beer safer than hard liquor? Well, no, because if you have a whole beer, that could be equal to a shot. Why people think it's safer is because it takes you longer to drink a beer. But if you do a beer bong or you, what do they call it now where you pound the can and then you smack it on your head and I don't know, you go, afterwards. Oh, what is it called?
Shotgunning.
Yeah, shotgunning, yeah. So if you do that, that could be, yeah. To me, you're probably upping it a little bit. But, the 1.5 ounce shot, my thing is, I see you guys make drinks. I see how you do it. We're looking at a lot. So technically, I would say you're getting more alcohol in that Crown and Coke or Jack and Diet or whatever. But if it's a true shot, then it is equal to one beer, equal to a glass of wine. All right, so legal limits. We talked about how the states want to lower the legal limits such that a woman having one glass of alcohol that day would probably be enough for her to raise to that 0.06%. Right now, the legal limit is 0.08%. All right, as the legal limit for operating a vehicle, if they lower it to 0.06, like the National Transportation Safety Board wants to do, that's just one drink, ladies. That's just one drink. Now, most of us ladies go, oh, that's okay. I'll just have my friend drive. You know, but then the friend is sitting there, you know, down in kamikazes. So you got to be careful. Okay, now what's binge drinking? Some of you guys are going to wait a second. You know, my wife says I'm a binge drinker. What's that? 5 or more drinks on a single occasion for men, 4 or more on a single occasion for women. Now, some of you will say, wait a second here. Okay, Super Bowl, you got the tailgate. Although from what I hear, I don't think they're allowing tailgating at the Super Bowl. I got to look that up. I hear about that. But, okay, so, you know, you do the tailgate. Okay, then you, so you drink a couple there. Then you go into the Super Bowl. You grab a beer. You're watching the Super Bowl. Then comes halftime. You go and pee. Grab another beer. Have another one. Then after the Super Bowl, party. Very easy. And that's considered binge drinking. But here's the thing. The time frame for binge drinking, if you guys didn't know this, is supposedly within 2 hours. So the CDC government website says if you drink that many drinks within a 2-hour episode, that's binge drinking. But if it's Christmas, and like I said, Christmas morning, the kids are opening the presents, and you're you know, afraid they're going to be complaining that there's no iPhone, iPad, iMini, iPod, whatever. So you start to have a drink because you're like, oh, this is going to be a long night. Then a long day, and then you're cooking the food, then Christmas, etc. If it's over 8 hours, it probably wouldn't be considered binge drinking. But I still say you got to be careful. All right, then what is heavy drinking? Heavy drinking is if you drink more than 2 drinks per day or 14 drinks per week. 2 drinks a day, people. So if you have a big goblet of wine, you are considered a heavy drinker. Now, are you considered an alcoholic? Well, when we talk about alcoholism and alcohol abuse, okay, you could be abusing alcohol when you're doing shots or shotgunning and things like that. But if you're an alcoholic, it's where you have the cravings, you can't limit it, and we'll talk about this when we get back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, some of you say, well, wait a second, Dahlia, if they're saying that if I drink more, you know, a couple drinks a day, right? You know, I have a beer at dinner and some wine before I go to bed. I'm considered an alcoholic. Well, I looked up the definition of alcoholic, okay? And here's the definition of alcoholic, all right? You know how if you Google something, I don't know if it's called Google Dictionary. All right, first of all, it looks like we're mispronouncing it. We call it alcoholic. If you look at the way they broke it up, it's alcohol. We've been mispronouncing it. You got to look at the pronunciation. It's completely wrong. The way they have it is alcoholic. Hal. They have something like that. So apparently we've been mispronouncing it. So we got to get that right. Then here's the definition of alcoholic. Okay, they say the definition of an alcoholic is a person suffering from alcoholism. That's the definition. Okay, let's move on. Now, so and this is how I look at it as a doctor. To me, a person who's a quote-unquote alcoholic, I never use that term in my practice. And I don't like to use the term abuse. And I told you guys why, right? You know, when we were talking about pain pill abuse and prescription drug abuse, to me, you're abusing it. Now, again, I'm probably incorrect according to the medical community, but this is just how I look at it, and I do things my own damn way. I think you're abusing it if you know better, right? Like, you know you don't need the Lortab or the Vicodin, or you know you don't need the drink, and you just decide you want to get a little high or messed up on it. To me, that's abuse. But I can't stand seeing somebody be accused of prescription drug abuse when, you know, they come back after a tour in Afghanistan having had injuries and they need to be on chronic pain pills. You know, cut them some slack. That shouldn't be considered abuse. Somebody having failed back surgery syndrome. I mean, that, you know, don't accuse them of abuse. So to me, if somebody is abusing alcohol, I would be thinking, you know, like some of the college kids or fraternity guys that will, or sorority girls, that'll sit there and get wasted. Okay, to me, okay, that's abusing alcohol because you're not using alcohol for what it's intended. You're using it to get really messed up and you're taking it beyond what it's supposed to be used for. That's how I look at abuse. All right? So when we look at somebody who's an alcoholic, I still don't use the term abuse because if somebody is an quote-unquote alcoholic, they suffer from an illness called alcoholism where they really need alcohol. They believe they need alcohol to live. And believe it or not, if they don't get alcohol, they can actually die. If you are a quote-unquote alcoholic and you drink alcohol regularly and then all of a sudden your alcohol supply is cut off, you could go through DTs, delirium tremens, you could actually seize, and you could die. Hence, when I was in training, when we would have homeless people picked up by the police and the ambulance brought in, and we figured they were going through alcohol withdrawals, we would give them IV ethanol. They would get alcohol into their IV. All right? You know, and the medical students are all kind of, you know, going, can I get some? We're like, no. But that's how you would treat your quote-unquote alcoholics, because it could be very serious, very dangerous. I can't tell you how many of my patients had never revealed to me they drank alcohol, and then they come to me having had a concussion. I'm like, what the hell happened? They go, well, I passed out because I didn't have anything to drink, or I seized. So they lose their driver's license. They can't drive. They can't drive. Check your radios, people. We have to have a neurologist clear them to evaluate them for other types of seizure disorders. We make sure they get their thiamine, their B12. We get them into AA, and we hope that that never happens again. Now, you know, the reason why many of us doctors, quote unquote, miss alcohol abuse or alcoholism is, again, the underreporting by patients. On my intake paperwork, I ask, how much do you drink? All right? And usually people leave it blank, or they go, one. And I go, one what? One per minute? One per hour? One per year? One as in once in a while. You know, and so, you know, sometimes you just won't get a straight story from from your patients. And so, you know, it's not always the doctor's fault. You can only do so much. If the patient doesn't want to admit to you what's going on, then, you know. But in terms of, you know, quote unquote, calling a person an alcoholic, I don't really like that term. I never have. Okay, this is a person who cannot get through their day without drinking alcohol or having some sort of alcohol, and they also are worried, they have to plan, etc. Now, you know, some of us women could be called chocoholics. I'm a chocoholic. I need to make sure there is a piece before I leave my house. I need to make sure that I have a piece of chocolate stashed away in my office somewhere. If I don't, or I think the kids ate it, I have to make sure my husband stops by somewhere if he goes and gets coffee to make sure I have that little piece of chocolate. Okay, you see how you're planning? Do I get annoyed if I can't get my chocolate? Absolutely. Do I get annoyed if somebody asks me, do I have a problem with chocolate? Yes. All right, and I just need my little bitty piece of chocolate every day. So, yeah, call me a chocoholic. I don't care. But I really don't like the term alcoholic. In the U.S., 15% of Americans are, quote-unquote, considered alcoholics or people who are I don't like to use the word addicted either, but people whose lives are run by when they drink alcohol and if they could consume their alcohol. 5 to 10% of them are male, but 3 to 5% are female. The World Health Organization says there's 140 million in the world and very undertreated. Now, again, why is alcohol so dangerous? Well, let's look at what happened with this boy who has now been diagnosed with affluenza. Texas teen Ethan Couch, from what we understand, a bunch of his friends piled up in his truck. He was drinking. I think his alcohol level was .28? I mean, it was high. And this has been reported by CNN Health. Apparently, he had slammed into four people who were helping somebody whose car was stuck on the side of the road, killed all four people. All right. Rather than being sentenced to jail, he was sentenced to 10 years of probation with no jail time. He's supposed to work in a long-term treatment facility because his defense successfully argued that he had affluenza. All right. Now, as far as I'm concerned, affluenza is not a diagnosis. I have never seen that in our psychiatric Bible. That absolutely makes no sense. And I guess it's a condition that people unfortunately suffer from. Yeah, they suffer from this because their parents didn't, I guess, put any controls. All right? He was not disciplined. So he suffers from affluenza. Now, I mean, is this a defense that should even hold up? All right? I mean, four people died. All right, now I thought if you are in a drunk driving crash, okay, or if you kill anybody, all right, as a drunk driver, those are definitely manslaughter charges at the very least. All right, so I thought there was some jail time. I mean, he was driving drunk, right? I mean, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I saw a site that said .24. His blood alcohol level was .24, three times the legal limit for somebody of legal drinking age. So you see a slew of charges. Now, should he be in jail for 20 years? I don't know. I mean, four lives. I don't even know how you put a I don't understand law. I don't know how they decide how many years somebody gets. But he got probation. 10 years probation. He killed four people. He was drunk driving. Now, this person, as far as I'm concerned, should never get behind a wheel. Ever. Okay? Whether he's in jail or not. This kid was really, really stupid. Can people change? Yes. But he cost the lives of four people. He doesn't get another chance to cost another life. He takes the bus. You know, I think that should also, at minimum, be a part of the punishment. But, you know, what really blows my mind about law is it all depends on the lawyer you get. What sentence, what, you know, it's all open to interpretation and money. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad working the dials. Now, I have a place in my heart for Minnesota because the GCN studios are in Minnesota, and unfortunately there is a huge norovirus outbreak going on right now. The Minnesota Department of Health is investigating this that has sickened at least 75 people. There was a banquet for the Totino Grace football players last week in Brooklyn Park. This is in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And I guess the banquet was attended by about 273 people at the Edinburgh USA Golf Course Clubhouse Restaurant. Sounds yummy. And right now they say 41 adults and 34 students fell ill. They think it's food poisoning. They got sick over a period of 2 days. You know, some of you go, you know, it is amazing how, you know, these doctors figure this out. And how, you know, the CDC could figure this out, how, wow, they could link it to a virus. Well, I mean, think about it. If, you know, everybody gets sick and somebody calls, you know, hey, Bob, you know, I got the poops. Yeah, I got the runs too. Yeah, really, really? Well, what, you know, and I'm sure it's pretty easy for everybody to figure out. Unfortunately, norovirus, this is pretty scary. And this is the time of year that I guess it does hit in Minnesota. It's extremely contagious, can cause severe diarrhea, vomiting, and you could get sick within 24 to 48 hours after exposure. Many of us, or many of you are remembering norovirus was discussed on some of the cruise ships, right? I think the SS Stinky had an issue of norovirus, right, where it had to limp. No, the SS Stinky, I don't think, had norovirus. The SS Stinky had power went out or the engine failed, and people couldn't flush their toilet, and excrement was rolling over into their rooms. And so people had to open their windows to breathe outside, and they called it the SS Stinky. That had nothing to do with norovirus, although the norovirus, you could have been at extreme risk for that, because, again, if you're in close quarters, if there's contaminated food, fecal matter getting into the food that you're eating, people in nursing homes, daycare facilities, et cetera, norovirus could spread like wildfire. Again, symptoms are nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, weight loss, fever, abdominal cramps, abdominal pain, and it is a virus, so no antibiotics work. A lot of times it goes away on its own. Many times we have to do symptomatic measures to make sure you don't dehydrate. You could die because, again, you can dehydrate. And so I don't really know of any antivirals that we use regularly for this. We usually try to stop the virus is supposed to be self-limiting, and we usually just try to make sure we get your immune system up, keep your fluids in, and, you know, try to keep you nutritionally sound if we can. You know, signs of dehydration, you know, many people say, well, my kid's got diarrhea, you know, when do I bring him to the ER for a IV? And, well, you know, first, you know, look at their eyes. If their eyes look a little sunken, right, you know, if they just look a little more narrow, less turgorish, right, if their mouth is dry, their tongue, have them stick their mouth out. If it's dry, you know, and that's a great sign. Usually when a kid opens up their mouth, it's very drippy and slobbery, and you could see the glistening. If you can't see any of that and it looks dry and they keep doing something like that, that could be a sign. And, of course, if they haven't pee-peed in a while, all right, if your urine output goes out, that's because your body is trying to conserve water. And anytime you think you got food poisoning or you were afflicted with food poisoning, you always want to write down what you had eaten over the past week or two. Okay, anything, any restaurant, et cetera, whatever you can do. I don't think it's a bad idea for us to just keep track now. I mean, we're supposed to be watching our weight and watching our diets. So keeping a food log and where you had eaten is a smart idea. Because remember with the Listeria outbreak, people were getting sick a month after being exposed to cantaloupe. Well, if you had a little piece of cantaloupe on your breakfast dish at a restaurant, you know, you could have gotten exposed by that and you wouldn't remember. Of course, the best thing to do is to wash your hands. Make sure you wash your hands. Try to avoid any contaminated food or water. Very, very difficult if somebody preparing the food for you was sick and you have no idea. Hopefully, whoever's preparing the food is making sure nobody contaminated your food and is hopefully using a clean area. And then, of course, you need to stay home if you're sick. And if it's coming out of both ends, stay home. We've talked about that, how the best excuse if you ever want to get out of work is that you have diarrhea, because nobody should force you to come to work if you have diarrhea. Okay, e-cigs. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A study now has reported that e-cigs could be worse than regular cigarettes because you will inhale higher concentrations of nicotine and toxins. Don't you think they could figure this out pretty easily? I mean, why are they going back and forth saying e-cigs are safe, then e-cigs aren't safe, then e-cigs are safe? Don't you think they could figure this out? I mean, don't you think it's easy to quantify? Researchers at New York University found that due to the frequency of puffing and the depth of the inhalation, your e-cig smokers are absorbing higher levels of harmful chemicals than those who smoke traditional cigarettes. Now, e-cigs, again, are supposed to be tobacco-free, so, again, we think they're cancer-free, but I told you, no. Nicotine could be carcinogenic in terms of paralyzing the cilia in your bronchial tree, allowing pollutants to go in deeper, etc. So, you know, nicotine isn't safe in and of itself, of course. But, you know, the e-cigs appear to be a better alternative than tobacco. Dr. Deepak Saxena, Associate Professor of Basic Science and Craniofacial Biology, says the issue is urgent as they have found 8 colleges that 12% of e-cig users have never even smoked a regular cigarette, which means what people are doing is if they want to be a smoker, they're avoiding cigarettes and just going straight to the e-cigs, whereas the e-cigs are supposed to be your treatment to get off cigarettes. Okay, the reason why the e-cig market is out there, or I mean, the reason why we doctors think it's out there, is to help people get off smoking. Now you have people who have always wanted to be smokers. They haven't started smoking, but they decide to turn to the e-cig. So rather than we having then a generation of people addicted to smoking, we're going to have a generation of people addicted to e-cigs who never even smoked a cigarette. What the hell are you guys doing? Can't, you know, I don't understand. Keep things out of your mouth, people. Jeez. Now, of course, electronic cigarettes have this little heating device. It vaporizes the nicotine and other ingredients, which then simulate the hopeful visual, sensory, behavioral aspects of smoking without you actually getting tobacco. All right, so it kind of fakes the body up. The mechanism heats up the liquid nicotine. It turns into a vapor. Smokers inhale and exhale. So some people will say, I don't e-cig, I vape. Same thing. They're vaping from an e-cig. Now, each nicotine cartridge in an e-cig could give you about 200 to 400 puffs. What's cool about this for your smokers is that equates to about 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes. So you actually are supposed to save money in essence. All right, but if you are vaping, you're inhaling, you're puffing, and if you are overcompensating and hitting that e-cig more than you would a cigarette, that's how you're probably getting more nicotine. So this is one of those things where, I mean, we knew it was coming, but, I mean, do I think we have to, you know, should this be a public health scare? Should we rip everybody off e-cigs? No, you don't have to rip everybody off e-cigs, but just, I think we are starting to get a huge dependence on these. E-cigs have just completely, and you know, I commend my patients for getting off cigarettes. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, beggars can't be choosers. I'll take whatever I can get. If my patients are getting off the tobacco, that's great. But we have nicotine addiction. You know, I don't really write nicotine patches or nicotine gum in my office because I don't know how to get people off nicotine. I really don't. And, I mean, we hear people who have been on the patch for decades. You know, being on a nicotine patch, how healthy is that? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As we come into the next hour, we have a researcher saying that California is not going to be ready for the next big one. God forbid that the next big earthquake comes. We're going to talk about that. And then 5 signs that you will be diagnosed with cancer in your lifetime. I don't even know if you want to hear this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have 2 spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.